No long recovery, whether it's your knees, hips, shoulders, or back. My friends at QC Kinetics will help you get moving again so you can get back to doing the things you love.
Meet face-to-face with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics to help me feel like myself again, and I'm proud to recommend them to you.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
How many times have you told yourself, I'll get that weight loss journey started after the holidays? How many times have you actually done it? Well, everyone says they're going to start after the holidays. It doesn't get done. And that's why PhD Weight Loss is making it easy to start now, before the new year, with 2 free weeks added to your program. That's a 2-week head start, so you're not rolling into January feeling behind. I joined PhD Weight Loss when I was at the busiest season of my year, and I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks, and the transition was much smoother and much better for me than I could have ever imagined. PhD's metabolic reset system taught me to burn fat first without drug starvation diets or endless workouts, and they can do the same for you. When you mention 2 weeks on the phone, they'll waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. There's no reason to repeat your past mistakes. Call PhD today and start 2026 already ahead at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their 4 campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
Behind these doors lies an incurable disease. Your off-road parts and accessories will customize your four-wheel drive. Clemson Four Wheel Center. Clemson Four Wheel Center.
Walt Dip, Tula Road Rage, we are back. You know, I forgot this. The texter reminded me of this. Texter 787, he said, the Tennessee fans foolishly called Ohio State Neyland North last year. And then he said, he's 100% right. They did. I forgot all about that. That's right. The Tennessee fans were calling Ohio State Neyland North last year when they played that game. That's how much of a Tennessee takeover it was. But they quickly exited as Ohio State destroyed them. And again, the Buckeyes were the 8th seed, and there was no expectation for them to succeed. It was after that game that Ohio State started getting the love that they got before the season, after they, again, proved that they were still engaged and that their talent still mattered. It was after that. And then they took on the 1 seed, and again, I felt relatively confident that Ohio State was going to beat Oregon, and Ohio State sort of took Oregon to the woodshed too. But again, make no mistake about it, they entered that thing as an 8 seed last year, and they didn't have a bye. They had to win their way there, which they did. And like I said, Ryan Day was 100% on the hot seat when we started this playoff last year, and then he wound up winning the national championship. And obviously he should have won a second, before that, when they played Georgia in a semi, and they had Georgia beaten before the Marvin Harrison injury. That changed history a little bit, because without that, Day would have 2 and Smart would have 1. And Day could be on his way to a 3rd. We'll see. Ohio State is the favorite entering this thing this year, slightly over Indiana. And they were basically dead even, and then Indiana loses their top defensive end to injury, and I think it slanted a little bit towards Ohio State. Todd Neasley, how are you, Todd?
fine. You?
Good, Todd. Appreciate you getting in.
I'm just having a... The walk up.
Todd?
I'm still here.
All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I got a phone call just then. I'm here.
All right, Todd. What do you want to talk about? Todd, I got to put you on hold because I don't know what's going on there, but I got to put you on hold. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. Even during the holidays, you don't need a special occasion to give a truly unforgettable gift. That's right. It's never too early to start planning the perfect Christmas present. Make an ordinary day feel like Christmas morning with a little sparkle from Turner's Jewelers. Turner's is a family-owned jeweler with over 65 years of expertise and a legacy of trust in the upstate. Whether it's a just because gift or something more meaningful, Turner's helps you say it beautifully. Explore their curated collection of necklaces, bracelets, earrings, rings, anything, all made to order. From diamonds to sapphires, silver to gold, there's something for every style and every story. You'll find stunning fresh jewelry every time you visit. There are new pieces for every season. Work with our expert in-house jewelers to design a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry now that she'll treasure forever. If you can dream it up, they can bring it to life in 8 to 11 days. This holiday season, make sure to give them a gift that they will always treasure. Bring the family together and build precious memories with a surprise from Turner's. Nobody does I do like Turner's Jewelers. Bridal jewelry for the big day, plus timeless pieces to celebrate every day thereafter. Turner's is for grooms, too. Shop wedding bands and luxury watches that elevate your style. Looking for a pre-owned Rolex? Turner's has a stunning selection at prices worth celebrating. Discover estate pieces and designer jewelry that turns heads and starts conversations. It's Turner's Jewelers. Browse online anytime at turnersjewelers.com or visit the store in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca for personal expert service. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. Todd, you're welcome to get back in if you'd like, if you get your connection fixed up there. And this might be him now. Is that right, Ramona? All right. Let's try again. All right, Todd, let's try again.
All right, I finally got the phone call.
There we go.
Do you think it's a big loss losing Khalil Barnes? As bad as that secondary looked
at times. I think it depends which version of Khalil Barnes we're talking about. Do I think losing the version we watched this year is a big loss? No.
No.
Do I think watching the Khalil Barnes that we had seen prior to this year is a big loss? Yes. And so the talent and the ability is there. And so I do sort of think it was a big loss, but I also think that, you know, we saw a little incident on the sideline that didn't look very great, that looked like he had sort of checked out, and I don't know what kind of relationship he still had with the coaching staff. So I'm not sure. I can't really answer it, Todd, because I don't know what version of Khalil Barnes you'd be getting back if he were to return.
I think the whole defensive secondary looked like it checked out in the Duke game. When Dabo was over there chewing them out, they looked like they didn't care, didn't give a rat's patootie about what he was saying.
Yeah, it wasn't a good look. It wasn't a good look. I mean, and, you know, look, I entered the season. Obviously, Khalil was not available early, but, I mean, I entered the season thinking that, you know, that he was going to be a star and that he needed to be a star for this team. And I thought he was a vital piece and a key piece. You know, look, sometimes it just doesn't work out in one place, and maybe that'll be the case. Maybe he'll go elsewhere and find success. I mean, he certainly has ability and talent, but it just didn't go well this year. And then it culminated in him being trucked, absolutely run over by Brown twice in the Louisville game.
Oh, yeah. I got something for Butch from the Carolina fan.
Yeah.
Dabo is a hotter commodity than anything South Carolina ever had as a head coach, I promise you that. And if you give Dabo Alabama's resources, they're not going to be outbid for players. He would build a dynasty down there. I firmly believe that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that job opens up, but if it opens up, I wouldn't be shocked if he was a candidate.
I wouldn't either, but I don't think he'd be a strong candidate, but I think they would interview him.
Yeah, I could see that.
If he lets the interest be known through back channels, put it that way.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, it would make sense for them to call him, and it would make sense for Dabo Swinney to take the call.
Yeah. Especially considering how it's gone the last two or three years.
Right. You know, again, and the situation has changed from where we were the last time this conversation took place. So you never know.
Yep. Plus, like I said, they got more money down there. If it ever happened, he wouldn't have to be worried about being outbid on players.
That's for fact. That's a fact. Yep.
All right.
Thank you, Todd. Good job. So back to the bracket from last year and looking at where we were as we head to this year and this year's bracket. Again, an 8 seed won the whole thing. Remember, we had the conference championship top 4 seeds last year. So in other words, Boise State actually held the third position. It was Oregon as Big Ten champion. It was Georgia as SEC champion. It was Boise State, and the fourth was Arizona State. And in those first round games, we talked about the score. Texas obviously beat Clemson 38-24 in a game we all remember well. And then Ohio State beat Tennessee 42-17. Penn State beat SMU 38-10. So, again, a lot of these games were blowouts. You know, we're worried about whether the James Madisons of the world get blown out. But a lot of these games were just plain blowouts, too. So it's not just the G5s who get blown out. It's the P4s that get blown out, too. Even Notre Dame, Indiana was a bit of a blow, although the final score looked like something other than that. And then we went to round two. In round two, obviously, we had the Texas-Arizona State game. I'm coming to you people on the phone lines in a minute. Round two, we had the Texas-Arizona State game. That went two overtimes. It's funny. I remember the game pretty well, but I don't necessarily remember the two overtimes that well. Texas winning the game 38-31 in two overtimes. And remember, with the Arizona State element, is that they were without Tyson, their top receiver. He was injured. So had they had him, they certainly would have won that game. And they probably should have won that game anyway. But it went two overtimes, and Texas found a way to win, despite the fact that as that game went on, Scadabo took over more and more of that game, and Levitt played really well as in addition. And that's even without his top receiver in Tyson. Tennessee Tiger and then Rudy. Tennessee Tiger. How are you, Tennessee Tiger?
Doing good, Walt. Appreciate you letting me get in because I don't call too much.
Thank you.
If I can remember what I wanted to talk about after listening to all these calls the last couple of days, I'm really disappointed. Now, I hate that this happened at Michigan. I don't know that man. He doesn't know me. But when the caller, I won't, call his name, but, he said that before he hung up, he said he didn't have any pity for the man. But, see, we're talking about a well-known institution, and that man has a wife and children, and he didn't wrong me or sin against me, and I'm just disappointed that people have this unforgiving attitude toward this. What Lane Kiffin did, that's different. What Brian Kelly did, that's also different. Ed Orgeron was interviewed by ESPN back in a few months ago, and he said that Brian Kelly just did not endorse and accept LSU in the state down there. And he said that was the biggest issue. He said he would be willing to, they asked him if he would take the LSU job again. He said, of course. He said he still had a house there. But he also said that he knew Lane Kiffin and had coached with him, and if Lane would ask him to come there as assistant coach or to help him, that he would. But I'm not puzzled. It's just the way people talk about, things that happen.
Tennessee Tiger, I just let me stop you for a minute, because you're confusing me, and I'm sure other people might be having the same questions I do about. I'm not sure what you're trying to say. You're trying to say we should forgive like Kiffin and Kelly, et cetera, or we shouldn't forgive those guys, but we should forgive Sherrone Moore?
No, I said it's a different situation because, you know, Kiffin said one thing.
Okay, but let me just ask you. Let me go back to the Moore part, because that's the part I'm most confused on. Are you saying that we should forgive Moore? Because it seemed like you took exception to the people who said that.
He's not done anything against me or any of the listeners here. It's a national issue now.
Look, I think we don't know everything that occurred in that case. That's for sure.
That's true.
But the element that's disconcerting, if you want to say to me, well, that's a personal matter and between husband, wife, and girlfriend, whatever, I get that. That goes on every day, every place on every day, every place on earth. It doesn't make it right, but it's the way of the world. But the problem is that this is also a criminal investigation, that the police were involved. Yeah. And that's the part that I don't think we're ready to forgive him yet, because we don't really know fully all the things he's alleged to have done yet. But that's what I found most disconcerting right off. I mean, you know, again, we hear about these cases with coaches and women and things like that all the time. That's just a part of the deal. But In terms of this case, again, there are some criminal accusations. Again, what they are remains to be seen.
Yeah, I understand that, and I agree with you, but I'm just trying to say that people are just so easy not to show anybody grace. Now, the man hadn't done anything against me. I'm just saying against that school, and they had the right to do it. And it's just...
let me stop for a second. It's another part of this, though, is that Moore has already been suspended for past misdeeds. He was already found guilty of whitewashing his cell phone from the records in the prior cheating scandal. So this is not a person who's going to be given much grace now, and that's not an organization
that's
going to be given much grace.
What I'm trying to say, you know, this is college football, and it's just the fact that, you know, this happened, and like some other callers said, and I, you know, knew that myself after the Harbaugh situation, and the school, you know, looked at that, and, you know, it was about LSU hiring Brian Kelly without, you know, I put part of that on LSU for hiring him without really thinking, well, is this an LSU man?
Right.
You know, it's like talking about Alabama coach now. Is he an Alabama man? Is he an SEC coach?
Right.
And to me, they didn't investigate that. They just they reached out and they got a good coach, but he may not be a fit.
He may not be a great fit.
Let me jump just a second. The caller from Arkansas was a good caller, and he explained that stuff. Jimmy Johnson had never considered going back to the college to coach, even after he left Dallas, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, well, I don't know who they've contacted. You know, I don't think he mentioned John Daly, you know, lives there, and, you know, he's a big booster, and they do have a lot of money. I want to ask you this. Now, I sent a text to you at the end of the show Friday about the Georgia-Alabama game and the Ohio State game. I don't know if you read it or not.
I don't remember seeing it.
I thought Ohio State, I put on my text, Ohio State would win by 7+. I had no idea that Indiana would shut down those two receivers like that. And let me ask you this. When Ohio State got down there to the goal line and Ryan Day went for it instead of kicking the field goal, do you think, I don't think that Chip Kelly would have called that play, the quarterback sneak. I would have thought he would have had a better play to bring it out of his playbook. Because last year, you know, Kelly was calling the plays,
Well, look, honestly, Tennessee Tiger, the situation there that people were questioning was the one where Day elected to kick the field goal that would have tied it instead of going for the lead. They had driven the ball like, 85, 90 yards, and they were in position on a fourth and relatively short to try and go for the win, and Day elected to kick the field goal. I also would have kicked the field goal in that circumstance because I think the Indiana's defense is just that good, and 2 yards against that defense is still a lot, and I think you had to tie the game. You expect to make a 29-yard field goal or whatever it is, and they just didn't. Tennessee Tiger, I'm sorry, I got to run and pass the break. Thank you. Good talking to you. Rudy, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Walt Tip, Tulip Road Rage.
It's been an incredible year of college football, and once again, the Roar will host our annual bowl game preview show Thursday at Mellow Mushroom Clemson from 5 till 8. How many of y'all had Indiana ranked number one going in? What about JMU getting in for the first time ever? We'll have lots to talk about, whether it's the Snoop Dogg Bowl or the Natty. Join the Roar staff Thursday from 5 till 8, Mellow Mushroom Clemson, for a night of college bowl game previews. Mellow Mushroom, Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous 5-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at collegiatelegacydesigns.com. That's collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
When is a symphony actually a rock show? When the Black Jacket Symphony comes to town. Experience the era of Yacht Rock live as top-tier musicians recreate iconic albums, note for note, sound for sound, with stunning precision. It's not just a concert. It's a masterclass in rock nostalgia and sonic perfection. Catch the magic December 20th at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. Tickets at walhallapac.com. Don't miss a night of legendary music. You'll never hear rock the same way again.
Leaning trees or branches hanging too close to your home? Even a small shift could mean big trouble when storms hit. At Franklin Tree Service, they believe in taking a proactive approach. Their expert team can assess your trees, remove any potential hazards, and prevent future damage before it's too late. Whether it's removing leaning trees, trimming overhanging limbs, or thinning out your yard, Franklin Tree Service keeps your property safe year-round. Fully insured and committed to top quality work. Call today, 864-947-9065.
Are you in the market for an auto loan? Move now. Get an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union by December 31st for the chance to win up to $25,000 towards your qualifying loan and a $5,000 deposit into your Loyalty Select account. And the best part, they'll be choosing monthly winners. So the earlier you get an auto loan, the more chances you have to win. Visit foundersfcu.com/auto to learn more. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required.
Nutique Boutique and Four Men on Exchange on Pendleton Square have great new arrivals. Perfect for tailgating, refreshing your home decor, leveling up your fashion, and so much more. While you're there, be sure to check out our new fall and holiday decor items. women's boutique clothing and gifts. Shop for yourself, a friend, or a head start on your Christmas list. It will be here before you know it. 122 East Main Street in Pendleton. Thanks for shopping at Nuteek Boutique and 4 Men on Exchange.
Guys, thanks for helping me carry my Christmas tree.
Zoe, this thing weighs a ton.
Drewski, live with your legs, man.
Santa, did you get my letter?
He's talking to you, Bridges.
I'm not that.
Of course he did, right, Santa?
You know, my elf Drewski here, he handles the nice list.
An elf? I'm 6'3". What everyone wants is iPhone 17. And at T-Mobile, you can get it on them. That center stage front camera is amazing for group selfies. Right, Mrs. Claus?
I'm Mrs. Claus's much younger sister. And at T-Mobile, there's no trade-in needed when you switch. So you can keep your old phone.
Or give it as a gift.
And the best part? You can make the switch to T-Mobile from your phone in just 15 minutes.
Guys, my side of the tree is slipping.
Timber!
The holidays are better at T-Mobile. Switch in just 15 minutes and get iPhone 17 on us with no trade-in needed.
With 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel. Finance agreement 256 gigs, $830. Eligible port in a new line. $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Check out in 15 minutes or less per line. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We are back. Ramona, on the monitor up above us, they're asking Aaron Rodgers about Phillip Rivers. They're asking,
they were.
Yeah, they're asking 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers about 44-year-old Phillip Rivers.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I've seen some ridiculous things over time, but Phillip Rivers returning to play in the National Football League and potentially starting on Sunday at the age of 44 is like one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. Now, the only saving grace is that the league rules really don't allow you to hit the quarterback anymore. So that'll help him. But the problem is he was basically washed when he left. You know, again, I'm sorry. My computer tells me it's 12/11/2025. Rudy, I'm coming right to you. It says it right there, Ramona. 12/11/2025. 25. Phillip Rivers last played in like 20. It's 25. That's the year.
He's been gone for 5 years.
Yeah, this is the National Frigging Football League. This is not like, you know, some like neighborhood league. This is the National Football League. What are you talking about? You can't just go home and play touch football with the kids and go coach your little team and because you run the same offense in high school. I mean, I heard J.J. Watt talking about that. What on earth are you talking about, dude? You've hit your head too many times. What on earth? I mean, are you out of your mind? It's the National Football League. You don't just go away for 5 years and come back at 44 and play quarterback. You know, by the way, if you do, then the whole thing is basically a fraud, because if Grandpa Rivers can come back after 5 years and 44 and play quarterback in the league, then we'll know how much the league sucks. I already think it sucks, but we'll really know how much it sucks if he's able to do that. I don't understand any part of this. I mean, you know, in boxing, you think you have a boxing commission that wouldn't sanction such a thing. But, of course, they did sanction, like, Tyson and other clown show things that, you know.
Yeah.
Way past.
Wasn't George Foreman, like,
yeah,
50 or something?
Yeah. So they're not a great example either. But I just do not get it at all. and it's going to be an unmitigated disaster. There's no way around it. I mean, you don't leave the – first of all, 44 is too old to play quarterback except for Brady. Secondly, you don't leave the league at, you know, 40 or 39, whenever he left in 2020, and come back 5 years later and say, oh, okay, I'll just go right back to where I was. Yeah, I was the starter.
I was jogging.
Yeah, I was the starter last week in 2020. So now I'm back and I'm going to be the starter again. I mean, I don't. So you went from your living room couch and coaching high school football, whatever, to now you're going to be the quarterback of the Colts again 5 years after you were the last time you were the quarterback of the Colts. I don't understand any of it. It's one of the most laughable things I've ever heard. I mean, just utterly insane, just stupid. Rudy and Trey. Rudy, how are you, Rudy? Good to have you.
Good Tula, my friend.
Hey,
how
Rudy.
You doing? Good.
Good.
Hey, I say we bring back Vinny Testaverde and Warren Moon.
Yes.
To the Texans and the Buccaneers. Let's go. Yeah.
Well, hey, look, you want to know who you should really bring back, if that's the case. You should
Matt
bring
Ryan.
Back Brady. Brady.
I know, right?
Brady is the guy who actually could.
Why in the HELL do you call Phillip Rivers when you could call Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, I want to talk about Atlanta and Tampa Bay and Rager Suarez for the Braves. But
yeah.
First of all, Tennessee Tiger, let's do this, okay? Harbaugh ruined families. He ruined coaches. He ruined players because he cheated. And that's good. And when Sherrone Moore took over, he said he's not Harbaugh. Change is coming. Culture is what matters to him. And then you do this. No, seriously, Walt. Then you do what you do. Dude, what is culture to you? I don't know what culture is, but you think Harbaugh is worse than this guy? I don't think so.
He has a different version of culture, Rudy.
I suppose it appears to be younger, quite younger culture.
Hey, look, yes, it is younger culture. Did you see the little video that's making the circles on social media of him standing next to this blonde chick who must be the girl, and they're out in the football
field. Yeah, I saw it.
And
yeah.
You see where Moore has to stop to acknowledge somebody. Moore is looking around like a cat in a room full of rocking chairs. He's got that. He's got this look on. He's got this I'm guilty look all over his face. And you can tell when he acknowledges the other person, you can tell.
Well, people, Harbaugh ruined players and his team and the university. I get that. But Moore ruined people's lives and his kids.
Yeah.
And that's shameful, man, because you know the position you are in. And you know what you can and cannot do, right?
Yeah. Well, again, I think the other part of it, though, is there's this police matter part of it. Like I said, you know.
Because he assaulted people. He put a knife through his throat.
Right. I think that's the other part of it here. So, yeah, it's not good. This is a guy who was involved. He was like front and center in the allegations regarding cheating.
I mean, I realize that college football is stressful, but I mean, seriously, you're gonna put the knife, you're gonna put a knife to your throat in two different places?
Yeah.
Jeez, but anyway, I hope he needs help. I hope he gets help. I really do because it's a sad situation. But don't come on national TV and cry and talk about you did it for coach. And now the culture's this, the culture's that, and then you're doing what you're doing. And you got your family and your kids at home. Don't give me that BS, dude. Okay,
yeah.
I'm sick of it. But well, anyway, I'm gonna go with the Dirty Birds tonight. Well, let's go, Tampa Bay, baby. Let's go. I'm going to Dirty Birds.
All right. So the.
One last thing. Well, I'll take it off air. I appreciate you taking my call, brother. You're the best as always.
Thank
I'm gonna
you.
Listen to the show tonight, 5-8. You gonna be on there, right?
Yep.
Okay. Good deal. So you doing extra work. I hope they're paying you time and a half.
Yeah.
Anyway, Rob, what do you think about Ranger Suarez coming to the Braves? I appreciate you both.
Yeah, thank you, Rudy. Look, I think the additions of Yastrzemski and Suarez are both really good additions. I mean, we'll see what Yastrzemski hits for average. I think he hit like 235 last year or something. But, of course, the Major League Baseball mean average was like 243 or something, so it's not all that far off. But I think they're both good moves. They're good, solid pickups. And look, I think the Braves are in position to win the National League East right now as they're constituted. So we'll see. Let me get to Trey. Trey, how are you, Trey? Good to have you.
What's up, Walt? How you doing?
Trey. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, I hear you have some. I hear Lord Huron pop up a little bit on your show, and just wanted to. Are you a big fan of them?
I don't know if I would say a big fan, but I mean, I added their music to our repertoire a long time ago, and I love it. I mean, I've never seen them, in concert or something, but I love them. You have to talk to Ramona though, because she tried to put the Ixnay. Yeah, she tried. No, she didn't like it. She tried to put the Ixnay on it at first.
Oh, Ramona.
Yeah, she was trying to say that all the songs sound the same.
They
I said that's false.
With that same.
I said that's false.
Same sound. I thought I was recording the same one over and over again.
Yeah, this coming from a Led Zeppelin fan. She's a Led Zeppelin fan, but she thinks Lord Huron all sounds the same.
Fair enough. Didn't know if y'all knew this, but I do music full time for a living, so I'm always appreciating.
Oh, awesome.
Appreciate music. And yes, sir. But I wanted to get to Miami. I'm a big Clemson fan. I always want to talk about Clemson, but fortunately, not much talk about Clemson right now. So. When speaking of Miami, on social media and stuff, a lot of people are like, they got no chance. Miami's going to get killed. But if I'm actually looking at like matchups, right?
Yeah.
I think Miami actually matches up pretty well with Texas A&M, and honestly, maybe even better with Ohio State. I think Miami's defensive line, if they can play to their potential, I think the key to beating Ohio State, or one of the keys, is putting pressure on Julian Sain. And I think he doesn't have like the athletic ability to make plays, when some of the other guys do. And I just wanted to see what you think about Miami in the playoffs, and if you think they do actually have a pass. Just want to get your opinion on that.
Yeah, I mean, I thought all along that Miami was the only ACC team that could hold their own in a playoff, and I still think so. When I listed the likely champions the other day for me in order, I put Miami 6 out of the entirety of the field, but it was a group of 6 that I felt could win it, and Miami was the last one I listed, but I included them. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that Miami wins the national championship. I don't. I think I think when you look at the line of scrimmage on both sides, as you said, I think they can compete with anybody. It's all going to come down to which version of Carson Beck they get. And if they can protect Carson Beck and let him throw from a clean pocket, he suddenly becomes elite. He becomes elite at that point. If he gets harried, if he gets affected, he succumbs more than most do. He will willingly put the ball in harm's way when he gets pressured, and that's the part they're going to have to avoid. But if they can avoid that, it's a dangerous football team. And look, it's hard to go on the road and win the playoff. It is.
It is.
And A&M is a good football team, but I'll tell you this. I will be shocked if Miami's not right in that game. I mean, I don't know whether Miami wins or loses that game, but I will be shocked if it's more than 3. I think Miami has a great chance to go there and win. I really do. I don't know if they're going to, but I think they have a great chance to go there and win. And then, Trey, this is the other part. If they go there and win, now they have momentum.
Yes.
Now they have momentum,
yes,
and now
exactly.
They become way more dangerous in every subsequent game.
And I would argue, that Miami might be the most all around team that they've played on their schedule this year. I think Texas, obviously got better towards the end of the year, but I do think that this is maybe going to be the best defensive line that Texas A&M's had as far as talent goes.
100%.
And then also I've noticed. Unfortunately, being a Clemson fan, I've had the privilege of getting to watch other people just as much this year. And I know that I've noticed that Miami has gotten a little bit more aggressive on offense the past couple games they've played, and they've kind of started to air it out more and start utilizing their receivers. And remind me that receiver, is it Malachi Tony? Is that his name?
Yeah, Malachi Tony. So, he's the new Santana Moss.
Yep, and I feel like if they can get him, you know, involved in not only the pass game but also, you know, east to west and like jet sweeps and stuff like that, I feel like he can create matchup issues for teams.
He is a freak. Do you know he has not dropped a pass on the year?
That's incredible.
You know, and
that's more than incredible, actually.
He can throw too. I don't mean a little bit. Yeah. He can throw. I mean, he's just a tremendous talent. And like I
what
said,
what year is he?
He's a freshman. You know? Yeah, it's first year.
Oh wow. Yep. So we should go get him in the portal.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah, good luck. Good luck. I'm bidding Miami.
All right, thank you all.
Hey, thanks, Trey. Good talking to you. Basketball David on the other side. We'll come right to you, David. Yeah, we'll take a quick break. We'll get back to this.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Turning 65? Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home, and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold-free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty, and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
Get ready to discover incredible savings with Fort Hill Natural Gas. Say goodbye to seasonal worries and embrace year-round savings by adding gas appliances with cash rebates to your home. But that's not all. Call the office now and find out how you may qualify for residential volume user rate, adding even more value to your energy savings. Ready to start saving big? Visit FHNGA.com and explore the rebate page for more details.
Hey guys, this Christmas season, why don't you give yourself the gift that keeps on giving? Peak testosterone from Low Country Male. Take advantage of our limited time $99 consult offer. Get your labs checked and spend an hour with one of our providers. We will craft a customized plan with testosterone, peptides, supplements, and high-dose compounded 3-in-1 super ED pills. Our concierge plans have helped thousands of men, 9 locations in South Carolina and Georgia. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
We're here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, I've been told we have a new invader.
It's called the spotted lanternfly. It's got big wings and it's red and it's got spots. If you call us, we can tell you all about it. But we have a good program to keep them at bay. And if we don't, they're going to kill a lot of our trees, like 54 different species of tree. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
It's been an incredible year of college football, and once again, the Roar will host our annual bowl game preview show Thursday at Mellow Mushroom Clemson from 5 till 8. How many of y'all had Indiana ranked number one going in? What about JMU getting in for the first time ever? We'll have lots to talk about, whether it's the Snoop Dogg Bowl or the Natty. Join the Roar staff Thursday from 5 till 8, Mellow Mushroom Clemson, for a night of college bowl game previews. Mellow Mushroom, Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Estes Heating and Air. This season, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year filled with joy, comfort, and peace. And here's a gift idea that keeps on giving: a UV light for your home's HVAC system. It helps keep your air clean, reducing allergens, and making your home a healthier place all year long. Call Estes Heating and Air today and give your family the gift of clean, fresh air this holiday season. Estes Heating and Air, comfort for your home, care for your family.
Holidays are quickly approaching, and there is no better way to shop for Western and workwear fashion for men, women, and children than at Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney. If you hurry in now, you can save 10% by just mentioning the Roar FM. This excludes firearms. We also carry hunting and fishing clothes, gear, and supplies. With brands like Carhartt, Ariat, Cinch, Wrangler, and many more, you can get everything you need in one stop. Visit today right off I-85 at exit 90 or 92, just down Peachoid Road.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kane takes a shotgun snap, blitz coming. Kane gets away from the blitz, rolls right side, throws downfield, got a man wide open, Moore inside the 10, catches it, inside the 5, touchdown!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage, we are back. My underdog tonight's going to have to be late night, Ramona, because we have the Bulls show until 8 p.m. So I'm going to have to be in a little later on Underdog, but you should be in right now. Football season's in full swing. Underdog's the best place to get in all the action. Imagine the bowl games. The bowl game's coming up. The NFL is here. Oh, man. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is so easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right, and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Trust me when I tell you. I mean, again, I think it was not this past weekend, but the weekend before that I came so dangerously close to completely breaking the bank when I hit 16 straight individual underdog plays. And then I took a couple of ridiculous Lane Kiffin chances. I paid a price for that. But trust me, it's so amazing. Underdog makes this so much fun. Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. Underdog, make picks, win money, must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/blank. Get terms underscore DFS underscore HTML for details. Consider with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. I should tell you, Brad Brownell joins the show tomorrow at 4:40. So Brad on Friday. And we'll talk about the game the other day and what's coming up. Basketball, David. David, good to have you.
Well, I'm going to have to start calling every day to keep up with Coach.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Becoming a more frequent guest on the show. Walt, I didn't get a chance yesterday to listen to a second. I was on the road headed to a game, so I haven't been able to listen to your breakdown of the Jimmy V games. And so I wanted to see kind of what you thought of, again, obviously the incredible first half that I thought was arguably, you could argue, one of the best halves of Clemson basketball in recent years.
Ever.
With all the goods that they've had. And then the second half, which, was one we'd all like to forget. So I just wanted to see what your thoughts were, because, again, I hadn't been able to listen and catch up on the show.
Yeah, you know, David, the bottom line for me is you have a team that is still in development, and I said it would take 10 to 12 games. I thought this was a game that Clemson could win going in, and obviously they could have. At one point, they were woodshedding BYU. The second half was disappointing. It's sort of the nature of basketball, as you know. I wrote at halftime, I was still very worried. I knew BYU would make a run. I was worried about the first 4 minutes. I did not think the first 4 minutes in the second half went Clemson's way in any way, shape, or form. And momentum can change so much in basketball. It happened in the nightcap, too. You know, Florida went 0 for their last 10 at the end of the first half. Then they come out and they go 9 for 10 at the start of the second half. And then later on, they went 1 for 10 again. So, you know, it's sort of the nature of the game, and it's amazing how quickly things can change. And, you know, and the officials get caught up in it, too. And I'm not saying they did anything wrong. I'm saying that when you're the aggressor, you get the benefit of the calls. When you're scoring and your defensive intensity picks up, and it's amazing, David, how related offensive production is to defensive intensity. I know coaches don't want it to be that way, but when you see the ball go in, you just play harder. It's just the way it works. And that's what was happening for Clemson at the end of the first half. They were breaking pressure. They were playing aggressively. They were doing a great job with ball reversal. They were hitting all their shots. The second half, I thought suddenly they were missing. I thought their bigs didn't finish through contact a number of times early on. Balls rolling off the rim that I thought were point blank. And then defensively, BYU started hitting their shots. Obviously, DeBonsa got going, and Clemson couldn't shut him off. And so Clemson's having to take the ball out from under the basket instead of, you know, a live rebound and being able to run off that. And I did not think Clemson did a good job in the second half handling the pressure, because I thought, given the fact the offense had bogged down so in the second half and it clearly wasn't getting better, I thought the remedy to that was to attack the pressure. And I did not think the Clemson guards did a good job of doing that in the second half. And it just continued to build and build. And yet, at the end, they still sort of fought back for one final time. And I thought we were headed to overtime. And I still don't know how Wright made that shot, David. I mean, Wright caught that ball in air. His body is going away from the rim. It's going left to right. And he's 40, 45 inches up in the air. Great elevation. And basically, he's shooting at a moving target. I thought for sure that was going to be an air ball, and instead he hit it. And so, you know, you give him credit for that. And, you know, DeBonsa was sensational, and he is sensational. He's an incredible talent, and Clemson could not shut him off and tried multiple things. And you know how this goes. When you have a player of that ability, and again, he's one of the two best players in the country, maybe the best player. And when a player like that gets going, you don't have an answer for that. And there's nobody on your team that's going to guard that guy, but that's not why they lost. His points didn't matter. He could have been a stat sheet stuffer all he wanted. His points didn't matter. What mattered is Clemson scored 8 points in 17 minutes, something like that. Yep. And that's where they lost. I mean, even with DeBonsa scoring, even with Clemson scoring like 8 points in 17 minutes, it still came down to an impossible jumper with a second left.
Yeah. Well, a couple of thoughts I had, and I wanted to obviously hear what you thought and then kind of give you my thoughts, is I totally agree with everything you said. Is I thought in the first half Clemson was aggressor, and the second half they weren't. And I, obviously, you know, you kind of give BYU a little momentum, and then you see – well, to your point, the Bantic is going, and good luck. But a couple of things that I thought, Walt, was one, I wondered if, do you think, as far as, you know, especially when the Bantic was, when BYU was using that middle ball screen with the Bantic, and they just kind of kept rolling Kata to the rim and sort of really attacking Carter Welling, do you think, and I'd be interested, maybe coach's thoughts tomorrow on this, is, do you think Clemson should have tried, I thought, maybe blitzing him a couple times, sending two at the ball, and maybe seeing, you know, if, and again, obviously, DeBonsa is a really good passer and whatnot, but I just thought maybe they should have, you know, maybe sent two at the ball and forced him to make a quicker read.
I'm thinking that's the reason they didn't, is that they had shut down the BYU three-point shooting all night. And I think they were very concerned about that, and rightfully so. And, you know, you going into that game, you could probably say that, you know, DeBonsa is the best talent, but Saunders is the best player. And Clemson took him away. And I don't think they wanted him to get off at the same time and start trading threes for twos in terms of what they're giving up. And DeBonsa is a very good passer, as he proved in those situations. But – But yeah,
I guess what I was saying is that if you blitz the ball screen, now you're sort of you're staying home on the shooters, and you're saying, hey, I'm going to make you hit Kata in this short area and let Kata basically play instead of letting Kata get a lob at the rim, what you want.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they might have done that. But, again, David, for me, I still don't think that's where Clemson lost. I think Clemson lost scoring 8 points in 17 minutes.
Sure, no question.
And I think it was the failure to aggressively attack BYU's full court pressure and to make them pay for it. You know, when Georgia tried the full court pressure, trapping defense in the first 10 minutes of that game, they got off to a big lead. They turned Clemson over a number of times. But then over the last 30 minutes of the game, Clemson attacked that pressure ruthlessly and made Georgia pay a significant price for it. That's what Clemson needed to do in the second half. But Brad knows that, you know, you don't have a P.J. Hall on this team. You're not going to just operate in the half court. This team's got to run.
Yeah.
And in the second half, they just didn't do it enough. And part of it was they didn't get the defensive stops to generate the rebounds and help the transition offense. But again, even after a made basket, Clemson needed to push the ball more than they did, because the half court was bogging down, and BYU was extending their defense. They were not moving their feet in the first half. The second half they were, and I really thought that that Clemson did not have the ball reversal, did not have the movement in the second half. And I think part of it was attributable to BYU's better defense. But again, for that reason, once more, I just thought Clemson needed to force tempo more and try and attack that pressure.
I agree, Walt. Two things, and I want to get your thoughts on is, one, do you think Clemson, we've talked all year about this team having balance. And
David, do me a favor. Call me back tomorrow. We'll pick up this conversation because I got to run right now.
Thank you, Walt.
Thank you, David. Good job. Let me tell you about Moretti's. Hey, listen, get to Moretti's for lunch. It's right off I-385. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden is the move. It's just a quick hop from downtown Greenville or Simpsonville. Exit onto Butler Road toward Malden. You're there in about a half a mile. Moretti's is serving authentic Buffalo, New York-style favorites. They hit perfectly at lunchtime. The Stone Oven Pizza is amazing. How about the Buffalo Wings? These are real, authentic Buffalo, New York Buffalo Wings. Trust me, you've never had anything like them. Grab them at lunchtime with your ranch or blue cheese, and you know you're going blue cheese as a red-blooded American. If you want something hearty but quick, try their Beef on Whack, thin sliced roast beef piled high on a sea salt caraway roll with horseradish and juice. It's a Buffalo classic and a power lunch favorite. It's absolutely incredible. And right now, you can make a kid's holiday brighter. How about this? Bring a toy for their holiday toy drive and get a free cocktail or dessert as a special thank you from Moretti's. And you're helping a child who might not have a Christmas. How about that? Moretti's also has subs, sandwiches, wraps, burgers, salads, calzones, pasta, and more. Full bar, great sports vibe, including the famous Little John Coliseum table. For your next lunch, skip the drive-thru and hit Moretti's, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just minutes off of I-385. Moretti's, the perfect lunch spot where everyone's a regular. All right, stay tuned, because we're mere seconds away from the Roar's Bowl Preview Spectacular coming your way from Mellon Mushroom and Clemson now.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar. Welcome to the Roar's College Football Bowl Preview Show. For the next 3 hours, our hosts will take you through each bowl matchup, college football play.